Straight from the Horse's Mouth, Episode 4. Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. This is an interview-based show where I interview unique and unusual and creative people in the horse world. I interview the creatives, artists who capture the beauty and elegance and the humor of a horse. There are entrepreneurs who invent and create products that make interactions with horses more comfortable, easy, and safe. There are therapists who invite horses to partner with them to help heal humans physically, mentally, and spiritually. And then the therapists who help heal horses. The animal communicators who give us an insight into the mind of the horse. So I hope you will join me today in welcoming our guest. Welcome to Megan Aro from All About Animal Massage. Welcome, Megan.
Thanks, Paula.
I was wondering if you can tell us, most people know about human massage, but they may not be so familiar with massage for the horse. And you have a different type of massage. You've got quite a background. Maybe you could also explain a little bit about your background.
Yeah, and I will definitely do that. And I also want to comment, a lot of people know about human massage, but a lot of people don't know very much about what it really is capable of doing for people. Mm-hmm. Some people, of course, do have, experience with receiving it and having it help them with different conditions. But sometimes I think all too often people think it's just for relaxation and feeling good and kind of a fringe benefit, when really it can be very specific and very helpful for a lot of situations. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, my background is that I actually, I was involved with horses and I was, kind of a lifelong, family anyway, horse owners. We didn't always have horses at home, but, on and off throughout my life, growing up with them and taking lessons and then working in barns after college. And then I became a therapeutic riding instructor, horseback riding, for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And then I learned about horse massage. And I was so impressed with when a colleague of mine just went and took a class and came back. And, I just thought what she was able to not only do for the horse, but also her ability to, interpret information about what was going on in the horse's body. Mm-hmm. Was just, from a horseman's point of view, just something I really wanted to learn. And so then I took a horse massage class. And then within 6 months after that, I think I started massage school for people because I just really enjoyed it. And also it had initially something to do with the licensing requirements in my state, because all the states vary, have different requirements. So at that time in Washington, I needed to get my license to do human massage to do animals. But as soon as I looked into massage school and started it, I just loved it. And then that was about almost 14 years ago now. And I've just been continuing to practice and work with clients. And I've taken a lot of continuing ed classes. I was kind of a continuing ed junkie, especially the first, 5 years or so, and then just slowed down a little bit. But I still, I've taken a couple classes this year. I took a couple last year. I try to just keep learning. My background's, as far as the training goes, is certainly based on massage, but also I've done a fair amount with myofascial release and acupressure and One of my latest enjoyments is zero balancing. I've also done some cranial sacral training, lymphatic facilitation, and even a little bit dabbling in other things, reflexology, something similar to Bowen work, all kinds of stuff. I just love learning different things and then integrating them with each client, depending on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And that's totally obvious on your website. You have almost something happening every year. And it must really open a lot of doors for you. Now, can you tell us a little bit? I've heard of the others that you mentioned, but not the zero balancing. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's a fun one. That's actually working. There is physical touch and a little bit of pressure. So it's not, in that sense, it's not just energy work, if you can even completely divide them, which you can't completely. But it's, the focus is more about the flow of energy, and although it certainly involves soft tissue, the focus is more about, the bone, and just helping energy flow more through the joints and through the skeleton. And it was developed by this wonderful man, Dr. Fritz Smith. And he was, well, is, but he developed it in the 70s after having had careers leading up to it in, he's an osteopath and an MD. And then he studied with Ida Rolf. He studied Rolfing, which is structural integration. Although I don't know that he really ever worked as a Rolfer, because he was already a doctor at that point and an osteopath. And then he became an acupuncturist. And then he kind of took all that background and developed assigned it a name, zero balancing. It's just another form of body/energy work. And he's been teaching it ever since. And I got to, about a year ago, go take the level one class from him, which was wonderful. I hope to take more classes from him soon. And then I took the level two class earlier this year from one of his instructors. It's very gentle work and quite wonderful.
Well, I was going to say, mm-hmm. Can you maybe give us a visual picture of what we would see if you were treating? Did you start off with humans and then go to horses or?
Yes. The classes that he teaches and his instructors teach are for humans. Mm-hmm. So I learned it on people and then just apply it to the animals myself. But for, it can look a little bit like acupressure.
Okay.
Cause you're just applying some, either very gentle or moderate pressure, but fairly brief. Not always on acupressure points, but the impression might still look like that. You kind of keep things moving and return to different, just to maybe the same spot several times, as opposed to staying there for a long time, which is, for instance, myofascial release. You might be on one spot and stay there for several minutes or even 5 or 10 minutes, working with the soft tissue in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Is this
with the fascia?
So would you be manipulating or not manipulating, but touching around the bone or applying pressure mm-hmm. around the bone?
Often right on the bone.
Okay. That's what I wondered, but you said soft tissue. So I thought, okay. Oh, that's really interesting. And so this is fairly, new or you said he was working in the 70s.
Since the 70s. Yeah. So it's not that new, but it's
I've never heard of it.
A relatively little known. Mm-hmm. Modality, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe you could talk a little bit more about the positive benefits for horses.
Yeah, one thing that's wonderful about really even just massage, and I kind of say just in quotation marks, but so body work is a kind of a broader term, right? So body work could include acupressure and mm-hmm. zero balancing, and which wouldn't necessarily be considered massage. But even massage itself, but certainly body work, when you take in all these different modalities, there's so many different situations where you know, horses and people, but we'll talk about horses here, mm-hmm. can be helped. Well, for instance, I mean, one thing that's quite common in horses is back pain mm-hmm. for a variety of reasons. Also very common is a lot of neck pain too. And they can even have headaches and jaw pain, you know, TMJ issues, and obviously the limb injuries that we know more about, mm-hmm. Just because we've been, as a society, I guess, and, you know, with veterinary medicine in particular, we've have more of a history of detecting and treating limb injuries, but there's also so much that goes on in the rest of them. So it can be musculoskeletal issues, in other words, if you take that all as a group, but yeah, they can also have, you know, just stress, anxiety for a lot of different reasons, and get into, you know, adrenal gland. People have probably heard about adrenal exhaustion. I don't mm-hmm. know how often horses get that, but I'm sure they get it to some degree. Some horses, you know, when they're in stressful situations. So in other words, it can start to affect their hormones, their nervous system, their organs. You can have asymmetries in the skeletal system. So issues with alignment, you know, the rib cage can be twisted, the pelvis can be, you know, higher or different on one side than the other. The spine and neck obviously can have alignment issues. You know, body work can work. Chiropractic, of course, can work with the skeletal alignment, but so can body work with other techniques other than chiropractic can also affect the skeletal alignment.
Mm-hmm. And what I really was happy about on your website was the fact that you have some books and so on that offer, and courses that help the regular owner to give their horse body work without needing a professional, because so many times it's either not available or it's costly. And you know, some of the things that you suggest are fairly straightforward and easy to do. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I really actually have based both the books and the online classes around techniques that are techniques I might show owners that they can do, or that I've taught in, you know, even one day workshops or even half day workshop, or so they can be learned fairly easily without necessarily learning all the foundation knowledge that a professional should have. Mm-hmm. So I've designed my classes to be complementary to professional training. I do actually have a lot of professionals who have taken the classes as supplements just to add tools to their toolbox, you mm-hmm. know, and learn a little bit more different aspects of anatomy or physiology, but also just especially, you know, different techniques, because there's just endless techniques. You can just keep learning and learning for a whole lifetime of doing this, even professionally. So I have had professionals enjoy the classes and as a continuation of their training. But I love to teach it in a way that kind of jumps right into getting your, you know, hands on the horse and having some effects for the horse, even if you don't know what muscle attaches where or the details of the physiology of how this tissue is responding. So that kind of information, you know, is something that for people doing it professionally, they should learn, so that they have a deeper understanding of it and a, you know, more efficiency. And of course, you know, they're working for pay and on other people's horses. Whereas for people who maybe don't need to learn all that stuff, and they just want to work on their own horses or maybe occasionally work on a friend's horse, there's so much you can do with much more basic knowledge, that really there's no reason you can't kind of jump right in and have some fun with it.
Yes.
Without learning all that foundation stuff.
And that's, I think, really reassuring to the horse owner, because, of course, they don't want to do anything to hurt the horse or harm the horse. And your techniques reassure the owner, and they're easy to learn. And therefore, the owner can do it without worrying that they're going to damage the horse in some way, you know. And
yeah.
I think that's great. And at the same time, give the horse some comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really, I love getting feedback. I get, you know, emails from people pretty regularly, either asking questions, but also oftentimes just sharing with me, you know, that they did this technique that they got from one of my videos or my book, and tell me about how their horse or dog responded and how much better they moved afterwards or whatever the case may be. But that's been really fun. So I know from, I've had the website now and the books and the online classes for about 5 years now. So I've, you know, definitely gotten, you know, really great feedback that it really is something that people can learn, you know, from the videos and from their animals, of course, putting their hands on their animals. That's the ultimate, is practicing and having your hands just accumulate experience of what feels normal and what feels different and how things can change. And then obviously having some tips and guidance, and ideally even in, well, I mean, I also, like I said, I do have students email me when they do have questions so I can get back to them.
And I think that's wonderful, because I think one of the most important things in any sort of business or whatever is the support and feedback. So many times we purchase something and, or not even purchase something, we're looking for an answer and there's no one out there to answer the questions. And you're wonderful that way, because you get right back to your, clients and yes, and you learn from each other, because you might have, somebody might say, well, this and this happened, and you know, it does, it's reinforcing for both.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing too I like about what you're doing, is that you're offering a book that can be purchased on Amazon or on your website, a PDF which you can download. You've got numerous videos, which is just wonderful, because people can go to YouTube and there are, you know, little tips, short videos, very clear and instructive. And
yeah, I need to make more of those.
Yeah.
Oh. More for YouTube. I have a few on YouTube. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's,
and I have also, I have more actually for people who do go to my website and sign up as an email member. I have, well, I guess everything, I'm trying to remember now, not everything that the email members get actually is available on YouTube. So you can get more by being an email member.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're very generous with your information, and your courses are very reasonably priced. And, you know, you'd certainly give lots and lots of workbooks and exercises and so on, so that the person who's really interested can progress and their animal will benefit for sure. Now, what about arthritis in, you know, I am going down to the limbs now, and I'm thinking the knees and older horses and, you know, what, and again, this is body work, not just massage. So, I'm just wondering about knees in older horses. Like, is there something that can help a little bit?
Yeah, a couple things that help. And for one thing, again, it's, you know, all too often, unfortunately, they'll develop arthritis in their neck and back as well. So that it's not just the limbs. We almost certainly won't feel with our fingers the bony changes along the spine like we do. We might at their knees, or you might even see a knobby knee, and you know where there's been some extra calcification. And just because of all the muscle tissue and over the spine, there can be pretty significant bony changes actually in the spine and arthritis. And we may not really know that as easily. But anyway, in both cases, massage can do a couple things at least. One, if you release some of the excess tension, you want healthy tone in muscles, but if there's excess tension, the muscles will be pulling the joint closer together, compressing the joint more.
Mm-hmm.
And which, of course, in the case of the knees, the gravity is compressing those joints probably about as much as the extra muscle tension in the forearms. But still, if you can release the, if there is excess tension in the forearms, then as the horse moves around, when they're not, and their limbs in the air and swinging through the air and so forth, and maybe even when they're lying down, if there's a little more, just a little less pressure into the joint added from tight muscles,
mm-hmm.
that can help a little bit with the arthritic pain. The massage isn't going to change if there have been, bony changes.
Mm-hmm.
Although bony changes I don't know how much I would say reverse, but somewhat they can change over time, not always just for the worse if things are addressed. So decreasing inflammation and helping the symmetry of the body so their posture and movement is more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But then acupressure is wonderful with arthritis. There's, of course, both massage and acupressure and virtually any positive touch, all the various modalities do a lot to release endorphins,
mm-hmm.
which are natural painkillers. So that can help with arthritis. And then I could probably go on and on. The other thing that body work will do for arthritis is, let's say, as your example, let's say your horse has a very arthritic left knee in the front. The rest of the body is going to be compensating for that, because
mm-hmm.
They're going to shift their weight, over to the right and also rearward. So the body work can be helping all those other muscles, maybe very far from the left knee, because they're working extra hard to bear more of the weight, to take more of the load.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a lot that it can do for arthritis. Even if the horse may still have arthritis, it can do a lot for comfort and prolonging the health of the rest of the body.
Now, if the owner was on a schedule of working with their horse, let's say that it's an older horse, what would you suggest in terms of a schedule?
Well, a lot of techniques are so gentle that they really could be done every day.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly when you figure that there's going to be a variety, there's always a variety of options.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not necessarily do the same technique every day, but for some of them that wouldn't hurt. But you can do some kind of touch pretty much as often as you want, as long as your horse is receptive to it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do teach both in my books and the classes that I stress a fair amount is, and help people with learning how to do this, is to read the horse's feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Read their, their expression in their eyes and their face and their body language and their gestures. And, if there's ever any day where your horse, is not receptive to the touch, then you can pick up on that. And particularly when you do some touch regularly, whether that's every day or once a week or once a month, it doesn't really matter. If you do it with some regularity, they do very quickly, some of them just within 5 minutes, some of them it might take a few sessions, but they learn very quickly how to communicate with you,
mm-hmm.
as long as you're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they learn that you are paying attention, and then they can get more subtle with their communication. As you get quicker at picking up their communication, and they can let what techniques they're enjoying and having some good effects for them, and what might be, when it might be too much pressure or too soon after the last session or any of that thing, they can really help you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. And it's I think it's important too that, you know, the more that you're in physical contact, just like humans, you know, with your horse, the greater the bond that you will strike, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it's so different than grooming too, because I mean, I'm sure a lot of your listeners already spend some real quality time with their horses. That's the kind of people who listen to these podcasts. So, you know, ideally you're not just, you know, going and grooming in order to have the cleanliness to put on the tack and get on a ride. Mm-hmm. I mean, riding's wonderful. I'm not against riding by any means, as long as it's done well and fairly and all that. But there's something very different about spending time with your horse where it's not about that.
Yes.
It's just about being with them, communicating, being there for them, asking them how, you know, mm-hmm. what do they want?
Right. For a change.
What do they want you to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really fun.
And being such a big pet, they can't sit on your lap like lap dogs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way of being close and touching mm-hmm. and being getting connected, mm-hmm. you know, in a positive way.
And like
way.
I said, for some horses, especially if they haven't been used to this, and personality, it comes into play as well, but life experience has a lot to do with it. You know, it might take them a few sessions. It possibly could take them longer. Like I said, a lot of them really, even if they think it's, you know, the first few minutes, they're wondering what you're doing and how, because this is sort of weird. This is different. But most of them, they figure it out quite quickly.
Mm-hmm. And look forward to it, I would gather.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So, and, now, as far as there are other areas that you use massage for, and that's a lot of people are in a situation right now with this economy of taking in horses that are, you know, basically labeled rescue horses because mm-hmm. there is no place for them to go, and often they're traumatized and so on. So you have a section about that as well for massaging horses that are rescue horses.
Yeah, one of my online classes I call, well, there's one for dog, one for horse, rescue horse massage or rescue dog massage. And I titled them that because, not because it's only useful for those animals, but in those classes, I share techniques that are not about musculoskeletal issues, as I do with some of the other classes, but they're more techniques that they can help certainly with relaxing muscles and help to some degree with musculoskeletal issues. But the focus of the techniques in those classes are about issues that might come up for a rescue animal or even just an animal new to your home. So trust building, grounding, reducing stress, and relaxation and boosting the immune system
mm-hmm.
also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is really important, especially, you know, for all animals and humans. Okay. All right. Well, perhaps we can just go over, some of your books that you're offering and, that you have published and then maybe just check in with the website, just go over the website address and so on. Okay, so could you just tell us the books that you've written so far?
Yeah, so the books that are available in print are, in paperback, are The Horse Lover's Guide to Massage and The Dog Lover's Guide to Massage. So they're almost identical. Well, there's a lot of overlap, I should say. The techniques, for the most part, there's only a couple techniques that overlap between those two books. But the information about the body and how massage works and stuff like that is either similar or identical between the two books. And then I also made some books, to supplement those. And those books, are only available in PDF form. Obviously, people can print them out if they want once they're on your computer. But So I made a supplement to each of them called More Massage Moves for Horse Lovers and More Massage Moves for Dog Lovers, just to add new techniques once you get started with the main book. And then I also made some guided journals, where you can, well, they do include some more information on making observations, about the horse's or dog's responses and the quality of the tissue and, but also, and the conditions you might come across as you massage them. But then there are also, you know, blank pages with charts and examples showing you how to fill them out. So you can record what you do and what you find, and then record multiple sessions so you can track progress over time. So those are the guided journals.
Right. And the courses that you offer, there are three different ones. Can you speak about those?
Yeah, there's, well, for horses, I have, well, I do have an introductory series. Well, first of all, of course, there's the free stuff on the website. And then there's, intro packages that I have for horses. You can get, either the basic or the basic plus or premier, depending on how much material you want to take in. So those are all intro packages. Those are options. And then I have the rescue horse massage class. And then I have the equine back pain class. So that's around the theme of back pain, but it actually includes techniques for the whole body, because you really, you know, when there's something like back pain or neck pain or whatever it is, you have to take into account the whole body. So the theme of the class is equine back pain, and it can be for prevention as well as addressing issues after they've developed. And then the other class I have for horses actually is, I call Back Care Basics. It's just made, it's a shorter version of the equine back pain class for people who maybe want to start with something a little bit less. So I took some excerpts from the equine back pain class and made just a shorter option for people.
Okay. Well, just go over your, if listeners would like to contact you, your contact information, your website, URL, and any other contact information you'd like to share.
Yeah. So the website, it's a long name. It's not too hard to remember, but it is a long one. It's All About Animal Massage, and massage is spelled M-A-S-S. A-G-E. So allaboutanimalmassage.com is the website. And my email is Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at allaboutanimalmassage.com. And again, the homepage of the website is where you can start with a little bit of information there, but it's got the sign up for the email members to get more material by email.
And it's nicely organized so that people can navigate around your website easily for more information. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask was about clinics and courses.
I have locally, I've done, and I'm in Washington State near Seattle. So I've done workshops locally. I've also, not the last couple of years, although I think I'm still technically on the faculty. I have been, you know, taught professional certification classes with the Northwest School of Animal Massage. I'm not scheduled for anything there coming up, but at some point I might offer a workshop through them or something again. So I occasionally have somebody who organizes a group, and then I just find out what they want to learn, how much time they want to spend, and I show up and teach it.
Yeah, that's great.
You
know, I know that you know, pony club groups and other horse groups, they like that. They enjoy that.
Yeah, I've done pony club groups and done a presentation for the, you know, the well, it used to be NARA, North American North American Riding for the Handicap Association, but now they've their new name is PATH, Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship, I think it is. So I did a little session at one of their conferences. That was fun.
That's great. That's super.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Megan. And I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. And if there's anything else that you'd like to add that we didn't cover?
No, I really appreciate the chance to talk to your listeners and have them learn about what's available for them and just encourage them. You know, this, you know, the whole world of bodywork is definitely, it's not something you need like a special gift for or anything. It's really just a matter of learning and practicing and doing it.
Yeah. And that's wonderful. You know, that's just another, you know, gift that we can give to humans, dogs and horses and all our animals.
Yeah. And it is also fun too. I will just add, I guess that, that people do, me included, just, find it very helpful too, to, as you learn about doing it for the animals, we actually learn a lot about our own bodies.
Yes. I was going to say it probably is a good way of staying fit.
Yeah. It is. And catching things sooner, noticing things sooner.
Right.
Getting some help for it rather than just letting it get worse and worse.
Right. That's great. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's a wrap for this week. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Megan A. Rowe from allaboutanimalmassage.com. For show notes and links, please go to the website, straightfromthehorsesmouthradioshow.com. And if you know of a unique and interesting person in the horse world, please leave their information on the website. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a positive review on iTunes. This is Paula Slater signing off from Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. Have a great week.